This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know how we know how people are feeling about this trade war? We call them up and we ask them. We call Austin Golding on a pretty much regular basis. He runs the family business, Golding Barge Lines, down in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Austin, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Kai. Great to talk to you again.
Think big picture for me with all the news of the economy and tariffs and trade and you being a guy who's kind of at the intersection of what goes up and down the Mississippi River, which is heavily trade dependent. How you feeling?
I feel cautiously optimistic right now. I think as long as the economy is rolling, we are a beneficiary and we'll see our volumes stay the same. And then kind of the more physical side, I think what our industry is seeing affect us the most is steel prices. What we operate is made of steel, boats, barges. As steel speculation and steel prices increase, it's definitely going to limit expansion, new construction, and it does increase the value of the fleet in this country now.
Yeah.
But as steel prices go up, repair and construction costs in our industry rise with them.
Yeah, so let's say you had to go out and buy a new barge or a new tug or whatever you got to do, and you have to make that capital expenditure. Would you think twice?
I absolutely would. That being said, there is some equipment out there now that as those economics come into play, it makes older equipment more attractive now. You can actually afford to put more money into older equipment. And also in the new tax law, you can enjoy the full depreciated value of used equipment in the first year. So retrofitting could have an increase, or the life of existing equipment could be extended.
How are you feeling about, I don't know, next year, 18 months?
Well, that's a great question, Kai, because I think right now we're looking at a year out, 18 months out, is what these impacts could be. And I think obviously the largest sector that could be impacted is the agri sector of our business.
Yeah.
Now, if these trade tariffs cause a huge recession within the agribusiness, you're going to see volumes in the river decrease. Kai, our game is anything northbound is headed to market. Anything southbound, for the most part, is headed for the world market.
Huh.
And if we eliminate the world market, our southbound cargoes are going to be really affected. Three sectors that we see now that have the volumes are increasing substantially outside the agribusiness are coal, ethanol, and frac sand, all related to energy industry.
Sure, of course, because that's where the president wants to devote his energy policy. That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Absolutely.
Huh. Before I let you go, let me get a reality check, would you, on how much people outside the news business are paying attention to the trade and economic news. I mean, when you go down to the general store in Vicksburg, or you go to the Target or a cup of coffee or whatever, I mean, is it top of mind, or are you guys worried about other things?
No, I think it's absolutely top of mind in our part of the world. We have a huge agricultural economy in Mississippi, a huge agricultural economy along the river, and we see this as a very treacherous negotiation. Most people are optimistic, but I don't think they might be as optimistic as the administration thinks, and I don't think they're all doom and gloom like maybe some people outside of their world think. They're used to volatility in the agribusiness. These guys are survivors. And I think that they're looking for their way to survive. And I don't think they're looking for a subsidy. I think they're looking for their angle. They're looking for their market. And if it's not there, they'll be the first ones to stand up and say, we've been unfairly cornered.
Huh. Austin Golding at Golding Barge Lines in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Kai. Thank you.